I'm Scott Cullen, host of Locked On Fantasy Hockey on the Locked On Podcast Network. In today's episode, we'll look at the most added and dropped players in fantasy hockey, dig deep on the waiver wire, plus matchups and DFS value plays for Wednesday. First, let's look at Tuesday's games, and we start with the New York Rangers losing 4-2 at Pittsburgh. Sidney Crosby with a goal and assist for the Penguins, coming around there in Pittsburgh, and more importantly for Pittsburgh, Tristan Jarry stopped 33 of 35 shots. Jarry was off to a bit of a rough start this year. The fact that he is starting to play much better for Pittsburgh is a very encouraging sign for their playoff hopes. Boston went in to the Islanders, lost 2-1 in a shootout. Obviously not much offense in that game. The goaltender, Semyon Varlamov, stopped 32 of 33 shots for the Islanders, having a great season. Save percentage up to .929. Boston goaltender Yaroslav Halak turned away 26 of 27 shots as well. And Halak, you know, is overqualified as a backup goaltender, but does really well when he gets the chance to play. New Jersey rallied to take the game to overtime, but then ended up losing 5-4 to Washington. Capitals left winger Jakub Vrana scored two goals, including the overtime winner. Washington center Evgeny Kuznetsov had a couple of assists. He's really been struggling, but the point production has not been there for Kuznetsov this year, and so we'll see if that couple of assists starts to get him going. Washington center Nicholas Backstrom, on the other hand, he's continuing to have a great season. He had two assists. New Jersey center Travis Zajac had three assists, an unlikely source of offense at this point in his career. And New Jersey winger Yanni Kukkonen had a goal and an assist. He chips in every now and then. You'd wonder if he could get a little bit more consistent role with the Devils. And Devils center Travis Zajac on the ice for 3 goals, 4 and none against in a 5-4 game. That's solid work by the veteran center. Winnipeg went into Toronto and beat the Maple Leafs 4-3. Austin Matthews scored a pair of goals for the Maple Leafs, ending his goalless drought, but wasn't enough. Winnipeg defenseman Neil Pionk had three assists. Winnipeg left winger Andrew Kopp had a goal and assist. Haven't seen a lot of offense from Mr. Kopp lately. And Winnipeg left winger Nikolai Ehlers continued his strong season with a couple of assists. Neil Pionk on the ice for 3 goals, 4 and none against for the Jets. Tampa Bay comes back to win 4-3 in overtime at Detroit. Red Wings defenseman Filip Hronek had two assists. Tampa Bay left winger Blake Coleman had a goal and assist, including the overtime winner. Tampa Bay right winger Tyler Johnson, a goal and assist. And Tampa Bay defenseman Eric Chernak, a goal and assist. See, I've talked about how it's unfair that Andrei Vasilevsky is the best goaltender in hockey this season and is playing for this strong Tampa Bay team. It also is kind of unfair that when you kind of manage to hold down their stars, that the secondary guys like Blake Coleman and Tyler Johnson and Eric Chernak, that, well, they just step up and get the job done. Now, maybe some of that's a reflection of the Detroit Red Wings, perhaps, but also a reflection of how deep and talented the Lightning are. All right, Florida went into Columbus, 1-4-2. Mackenzie Weegar, a couple of assists for the Panthers. And Panthers goaltender Sergei Bobrovsky stopped 38 of 40 shots. Bobrovsky starting to come around, and you know, given the investment in him, that the Panthers are certainly ready for that to happen. Nashville lost 3-2 in overtime at Carolina. The centers did the damage for Carolina. Jordan Staal scored a pair of goals, including the overtime winner. Sebastian Aho had a goal and assist, and Vincent Trocheck had a couple of assists. This is what happens when you get a couple of power play goals, is you have centers from multiple lines on the ice. Buffalo went into Philadelphia, had a lead, couldn't hold it, lost 5-4 in the shootout. Flyers right winger Joel Farabee had a couple of assists, and Flyers center Sean Couturier had a couple of assists, both of them having outstanding seasons for the Flyers. Buffalo right winger Sam Reinhart scored a pair of goals, and Buffalo left winger Taylor Hall had a couple of assists. Now, I had mentioned Hall as a bit of a daily fantasy sleeper for yesterday, and I guess the same goes for Reinhart, as you've got these, they're still very talented and quality scoring forwards, that expectations are going to be lower with Jack Eichel out of the Buffalo lineup. At the same time, you know, Hall and Reinhart have consistently been able to generate chances, you know, throughout their careers. And even as disappointing as this year has been for Hall, he's still been able to create opportunities. They're just none of them are going in. So the Sabres, you know, continue to sink in the standings, but they do have a couple of players of interest. And then last game of the night, we've got Chicago going into Dallas and getting walloped 6-1. Stars left winger Jason Robertson had 4 assists. He's got 13 points in his past 13 games, kind of flying under the radar a bit. And I guess when you start having 4 assist games, you stop flying under the radar. So Jason Robertson is a really interesting player there for Dallas. Not only does he have the 13 points in 13 games, he's played more than 14 minutes in the last 6 games. And that's sort of been the battle, as you got a rookie winger who isn't always getting ice time. But if he continues at this rate, I think they're pretty much going to have to play him, because the Stars can't afford to turn away offense. Dallas right winger Joel Kiviranta contributed a goal and assist, and Rupe Hintz also had a goal and assist back in the Stars lineup. He's been very productive this year, just a matter of keeping him in the lineup. I think he has 14 points in 15 games, but you need him to play. Stars wingers Jason Robertson, Joel Kiviranta, both on the ice for 4 goals for and 1 against. For Chicago, forwards Carl Soderberg and Matthias Janmark, they were on the ice for 1 goal for and 4 against. That's a tough night. And Janmark even scored Chicago's goal. So when we come back, we're going to look at most added and most dropped players in fantasy hockey. We've been telling you about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market, for a while now. And Built Bar is an amazing low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, incredible tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all bars. Now, it's the time to find out which Built Bar is the best. It is Built Bar Madness. We have 2 matchups today in the bracket. And we start with German chocolate against salted caramel. This is a primetime matchup, both excellent bars. Salted caramel is one of my favorites, so I'm going to push that way. We got good news that peanut butter brownie made it through its bracket the other day. I would have been very upset to have my favorite bar knocked out in the first round, but it moves on. Salted caramel, I'm going to push for it hard here against German chocolate. Now in the other matchup, we've got mocha against birthday cake. Neither of these is my favorite. Usually birthday cake flavored are much too sweet for my taste, even though I do have a sweet tooth. So I'm going to ride with mocha here. When they try and come out of that bracket against salted caramel, I'm not going to have any part of it. So go salted caramel. Might as well go with mocha, and we'll see how that bracket turns out. Go to builtbar.com or go to @built_bar on Twitter. And remember, use promo code LOCKEDON20 to get 20% off your next order. That is LOCKEDON20. Get 20% off your next order at builtbar.com. And check back to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar. We're covering everything you need to know about fantasy hockey, but what about the rest of sports? Now, the Locked On Podcast Network has you covered there as well with Locked On Today. It's hosted by the great Peter Bukowski. It's all the sports news you need every morning in under 20 minutes. Follow the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get podcasts. Okay, so let's take a look at the players who have been most added in fantasy hockey over the past week. And we'll start with Alex Tuch, the right winger for Vegas. Has 8 goals and an assist, 20 shots on goal in the past 8 games. And as great as this run is for Tuck, his shot rates aren't, nothing he's going to do is going to be sustainable to keep going at a goal a game rate. But 20 shots on goal in 8 games is not a huge shot rate. Nevertheless, I think Alex Tuch is a worthwhile add in lots of leagues, but I'd be a little bit wary if he doesn't continue to increase his shot output, whether the goals are going to be able to continue. Now, second most added player is a guy who's been shooting a lot all season, and it's finally paying off. It's Rickard Rakell, the winger for Anaheim. His past 6 games, he's got 5 goals, 7 assists, 22 shots on goal, and his 22 shots on goal in 6 games is great, but it's also consistent with what he's been doing for much of this season. Third, Thatcher Demko. The Canucks goaltender has really asserted himself as the leader in that competition with Braden Holtby. Past 5 games, Demko's 4-1, has a .963 save percentage. And I think the Canucks, they had hoped that one of their goaltenders would be able to step up and be a bona fide starter this year, and Demko has proven to be the one. Anaheim left winger Max Comtois is next up. He has 10 points in the past 8 games, 19 shots on goal. And Comtois, that 19 shots on goal, that's an improvement for him in terms of shot rates. In his kind of previous NHL experience before this season, he was having real trouble generating shots. He's starting to come around in that regard. Still not, he's not Rickard Rakell in that respect, but he is moving in the right direction. And between his point production and hits, Comtois is a pretty valuable fantasy player. For Minnesota, defenseman Jonas Brodin, You know, he's a goal and three assists in the past five games. He also has 19 block shots. And so, you know, Brodin, who is not a huge offensive threat, but he's contributing a little bit this year. And you know, when you combine that with his defensive numbers, you have a chance to get some fantasy value there. Stay in Minnesota. We've got a couple more. Goaltender Kaapo Kähkönen is 7-0 with a .947 save percentage his past seven games. Well, I mean, obviously, the Wild have to keep going with that. And, you know, Cam Talbot is back from injury, but if you're looking at who's the best option in net for the Wild, it's clearly Kähkönen, at least right now. And we'll see how long that lasts, but he's been great. And next up, we have another player from the Wild. It's like the mass has finally figured out there is some value in Minnesota all at the same time. And Marcus Foligno. Now, Foligno is an interesting case. He has 5 goals, 6 assists in the past 9 games. Which is completely out of character for him. He hardly scores. But he also has 22 hits, which is completely in character for him. So when Foligno is scoring, you add that to his hit totals, and suddenly you have a valuable fantasy player. I don't know how likely he is to keep scoring, because his shot rates are particularly low. But kind of in the short term, it could be interesting to add Marcus Foligno and give yourself a few bonus hits while you find out whether he can ride this wave a little bit longer. Next up, Carolina's Martin Nechas has 7 points in his past 5 games. Now only 8 shots on goal, but Nechas also gets some pretty quality ice time, like with good line mates and promising young player. I mean, I'd be a little wary of his shot rates too, but I'd also consider he does have some upside as a skilled young forward who, you know, could see more ice time if he continues to produce. Los Angeles left winger Adrian Kempe. Has 5 goals, 2 assists, and 19 shots on goal in his past 5 games. Had a hat trick his last time out. And, you know, I don't think that Kempe is this super consistent offensive threat, but he's sort of emerged as a viable fantasy player this year because his shot rates are up. And if you can get a guy who's, you know, if he can get you 3 shots per game or in that neighborhood, that at least makes him a pretty consistent fantasy contributor. And then our last player on the top 10 most added players is Mattias Ekholm, defenseman for Nashville. When he came back from his injury, he was almost a different player. In 7 games, he has 4 goals, 2 assists, 23 shots on goal. And those shots on goal, that's a real bump for Ekholm. And at the same time, he hasn't had any points in the past 3 games. So he had those 6 points in the first 4 games back, and then nothing in the past 3, and now that Nashville defense is getting depleted, and Ekholm is on the trade block. So there's a lot of uncertainty there, but I think as long as he's in Nashville, he's probably going to play pretty big minutes. Now to the most dropped, and we'll stay in Nashville, with Ryan Ellis. He's out 4 to 6 weeks with an upper body injury, and Ellis is one of these players who's probably kind of right in the sweet spot for fantasy in terms of If it was Roman Josi, you'd stash him on your IR and kind of wait out an injury. And if it's, you know, somebody a little bit lower, you know, there are lots of people who invested in Ryan Ellis, but okay, he's going to be out for 4 to 6 weeks in this short season. There's no point in hanging on to him. This is why we have Ryan Ellis getting put back on waivers. Also, Mackenzie Blackwood, goaltender for New Jersey, his past 4 starts, he's 0-4 with an .818 save percentage. Scott Wedgwood and Aaron Dell might get some more action for the Devils for the next little bit while they try and sort out Blackwood, because when Blackwood's going good, the Devils have a chance. You know, he had some really strong starts early in the year. Not so strong right now. Winnipeg, left winger Andrew Kopp, mentioned him getting a couple points against the Maple Leafs. He has 5 points in the past 13 games, and that includes 2 last night. 23 shots on goal. Now, he's still playing quite a bit, but a lot of it is he's been on the third line with Adam Lowry and Mason Appleton, which is a good line, but it's also not kind of a prime scoring opportunity the way Kopp was getting minutes in the top 6 earlier in the season. Jack Hughes, center for New Jersey. Now, he only has a goal and assist in the past 9 games, but he does have 26 shots on goal, so I wouldn't give up completely on Hughes. The fact that he is getting those shots is that is a little bit positive, but you know, his history from his rookie season was that he could create chances and not finish, and or the chances weren't going in. Well, you don't want that to repeat itself in this season. Next, Chris Driedger, the goaltender for Florida. Now, he's only had a couple of rough starts here. His last two, he's 0-1-1 with an .877 save percentage. So it's not even disastrous. But I think that that's sort of the high wire you're walking when you're Chris Driedger. Is A, you have to, you know, continue to play well, and B, hope that you know, for playing time, that Sergei Bobrovsky isn't playing well, and now Bobrovsky has started to play better for Florida, and if Bobrovsky's playing well, you know, that kind of limits Driedger's appeal. He's kind of a great option if Bobrovsky's struggling, because the Florida Panthers will keep giving Driedger a chance, but the moment Bobrovsky's playing well, you know, they're inclined to ride their $10 million goaltender. Tom Wilson for Washington. I think something happened with that guy. 7-game suspension. That'll be why he got dropped a bunch this week. Joe Thornton, left winger for Toronto, only has one assist in his past 5 games, and he only has 5 shots on goal. Now, Jumbo's not a big shooter at the best of times, but it's the one assist in 5 games, I think, that is, you know, the top line there has struggled. Matthews hasn't been putting the puck in the net until last night when he scored a couple of goals. And so that little bit of a slump has soured some on Joe Thornton, but I wouldn't count him out just yet. New Jersey right winger Kyle Palmieri. Past 9 games, he has 1 goal, no assists, 23 shots on goal. You know, he's probably on the trade market. And I think, you know, given his track record, he's a consistent goal scorer and a very useful fantasy player, because in addition to scoring, he'll get you some hits and a pretty quality all-around winger. But not right now. And that's sort of the case with a bunch of the Devils at the moment. Dallas, right winger Denis Gurianov. His past 10 games has no goals, 2 assists, 23 shots on goal. Well, and those 2 assists have just come in the past 2 games. So, you know, maybe that stemmed the tide a little bit. But Gurianov, you know, is getting opportunities with Dallas. It's just a lot of the top scorers on the Stars aren't doing a whole lot. And so he's definitely one they need to get loose. And then last one on the most dropped is Devils center Pavel Zacha, who, you know, hasn't collapsed or anything here. He has 2 assists and 8 shots on goal in the past 5 games. It's not ideal. But before that, he had a 10-game point streak and was playing with Nico Hischier. Now Hischier's injured, and that kind of maybe limits the appeal of Pavel Zacha. But, you know, I think he's one that you don't necessarily have to, you know, immediately drop him. You could wait and see a little bit, like I guess some of these other Devils forwards you would expect better things from moving forward. Okay, each episode I go through and I will give you one player that is going to be available in 5% or fewer of Yahoo leagues. Might be a player to keep an eye on for the future, or maybe just rush to the waiver wire to get them, because they're almost certainly available. And so today, I'm going to go with Detroit Red Wings winger Filip Zadina, who should get lots of reps over the rest of the season here. The Red Wings aren't going anywhere fast, and Zadina is a, you know, talented young player who has 2 goals and 3 assists with 18 shots on goal in the past 6 games. That's encouraging, and he's playing some quality minutes there, and did score a couple of goals against Carolina last week. That you know, maybe there's something to be encouraged about, and at the very least, if you're looking for a guy who's going to get a chance to produce offense and is still available pretty much everywhere, that falls on Filip Zadina, who is rostered in 3% of Yahoo leagues. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. They have real-time, updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use promo code LOCKEDON at BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Every Wednesday on Locked On NHL, take a deep dive into the Western Conference with Sarah Vampato of Locked On Kings and Tom Gazzola of Locked On Oilers. Whether it's a look at top-end contenders like Vegas and Colorado, or breaking down the rebuilds of the Kings and Blackhawks, Locked On NHL has you covered on Western Conference Wednesdays. Subscribe to Locked On NHL wherever you get podcasts. And send me your questions. I'm at @ByScottCullen on Twitter. The show is at @LO_FantasyNHL on Twitter. If you want to send an email, direct it to LockedOnFantasyHockey@gmail.com. Now, before we get to the Wednesday schedule on betonline.ag, quick run through the injuries. And the first one is a doozy. Nashville defenseman Roman Josi is week to week with an upper body injury. The Predators are already shorthanded and already missing Josi's defense partner, Ryan Ellis, long term. So if they're adding Josi to that mix, this is rough news for Nashville. If they ever had ideas about contending this year, the injury bug is making sure that they dispel them of that notion. Nashville center Eric Halla also on the COVID-19 list. Buffalo center Jack Eichel, it's been announced now that he's out for at least a week with an upper body injury. That's obviously a significant injury for the Sabres, but they're not going anywhere fast whether they have Eichel anyway. Arizona goaltender Darcy Kemper is week to week with a lower body injury. That's a significant loss, but at the same time, Arizona has Antti Raanta, who's certainly a capable backup. Aiden Hill would also maybe get some looks if Kemper is going to be out long term. Anaheim defenseman Josh Manson has a lower body injury, and right winger Troy Terry has an upper body injury for the Ducks. Edmonton center Kyle Turris is on the COVID-19 list, and Edmonton right winger Josh Archibald has an undisclosed injury, as does LA Kings defenseman Tobias Bjornfoe. And now let's go take a look at Wednesday's games on betonline.ag. First up, we've got Vegas, -105 at Minnesota, basically a pick 'em. My model has Vegas at -107, so a very tight competitive game. Vegas stumbled there the other night, which was in no small part because they don't have Mark Stone or Alex Pietrangelo. And that's why we're looking at a pick 'em situation here, but I don't have a real strong edge one way or the other here. Then we have Ottawa at Edmonton. I have Edmonton favored in a -175-ish kind of range, but Ottawa, you could get them at +198. That might be the play. And it's Ottawa by no means is good, but they've been at least a lively underdog in some of their games. And so getting them at that price is not bad. Also, Arizona, +184 at Colorado. I have Colorado favored. They've got Nathan MacKinnon coming back tonight, but at the same time, I'm not massive favorites. So my -147 in Arizona, squeaked one out there the other night to get them at +184. Maybe it's unlikely that they do it a second time, but would be a nice payout if they do. Los Angeles, -129 at Anaheim. The Kings, in my model, are pushing -150, so that's almost appealing enough too. And finally, we've got Montreal, -144 at Vancouver. I believe those were the exact same odds as the game the other night. I have Montreal favored, probably not by enough to want to take them there, -155 or so. So really, of the games on the schedule, I'm looking at the big underdogs, Ottawa at Edmonton and Arizona at Colorado. If you hit one of them, that will work out just fine. So now, thanks to betonline.ag for those odds. Let's look at DFS value plays for Wednesday. We'll start with Ottawa center Colin White, $3,700 at Edmonton. Continues to contribute a little bit of offense, and at that price does open up some options for you elsewhere. Anaheim winger Rickard Rakell, $4,900 against LA. I think we've explained enough on this podcast how productive Rakell has been. Arizona left winger Clayton Keller, $4,500 at Colorado. And Keller's on a pretty good run right now, as is Anaheim left winger Max Comtois, $4,000 against LA. So any of those wingers are really good value plays. Minnesota defenseman Matt Dumba, $4,900 against Vegas. His point production's kind of iffy, but Dumba's still getting shots, and usually the points start to follow if you're getting enough shots. Arizona defenseman Oliver Ekman-Larsson is $4,000 at Colorado as well. He picked up a couple of points the other night. And if you're looking for a value goaltender, got to go with Minnesota's Kaapo Kähkönen, the rookie, $7,400 against Vegas. And he's been playing really well. Vegas, if they're a little shorthanded, all the better for Kaapo Kähkönen. So that will do it for today. Enjoy the games. Check out my work on The Athletic, scottcollinhockey.substack.com. Also, we have a new column up today on McKean's Hockey. So check those out. Check out Locked On Fantasy Baseball. And we break down stats and teams as we head towards the regular season. Find these podcasts, subscribe, maybe drop in a 5-star rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, radio.com, wherever you get your podcasts. Stay locked in with Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily source for fantasy news and analysis.